From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, members of a special parliamentary committee investigating the June 3rd local election ballot paper shortages confirmed that ballot boxes were poorly managed. The benchmark KOSPI plunges nearly 8%, mainly driven by a global semiconductor sell-off. And Samsung, SK Hynix, and other businesses pledge a massive investment package for the central Chungcheong region in semiconductors, displays, and more. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. Members of a special parliamentary committee looking into the ballot paper shortages during the June 3rd local elections have confirmed that ballot boxes were poorly managed, among other issues. The members of this committee made the disclosure on Thursday after a 15-minute on-site investigation at a facility in Seoul's Jamsil area used as a ballot counting center during the elections. They confirmed the status of the ballot boxes and cordoned off the area to preserve the evidence. Democratic Party lawmaker Kim Yong-man said that storing ballot papers in a room without the closed-circuit TV cameras was unacceptable and argued that the ballot boxes should be moved to a secure location. Committee members criticized the National Election Commission, and some even called for a special counsel investigation and a review of a possible recount through a parliamentary resolution. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index plunged 655.32 points, or 7.89% on Thursday, to close at 7,648.09. Investors selling semiconductor shares catalyzed a drop in the index as worries over surplus capacity grew, linked to reports that U.S. company Meta Platforms would put up for sale its artificial intelligence infrastructure. Reports that Apple is in discussions with Chinese companies about sourcing chips also weakened sentiment in South Korean chip giants Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix, coupled with U.S. stocks lowering overnight. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ lost 62.63 points, or 6.74%, to close at 866.72. Consumer prices surged by the biggest margin in 2.5 years in June amid soaring global oil prices stemming from the Iran war. The Ministry of Data and Statistics announced Thursday that the consumer price index increased 3.2% from the previous year, the highest jump since December 2023. It's also the second straight month in which the index has posted an on-year increase above 3%. Petroleum led the gains at 24.7%, the largest increase since July 2022, when the index rose 35.2% after Russia invaded Ukraine. The index for daily necessities went up 3.4%, the biggest increase since April 2024. Samsung, SK Hynix, biopharmaceutical company Celltrion, and other businesses have pledged an investment package for the central Chungcheong region worth 392 trillion won, or around $252 billion, in semiconductors, displays, secondary batteries, parts, and biotech. The pledges were announced during the government's public briefing in Ansan, South Chungcheong Province, Thursday, as an envisioned plan for the development of next-generation cutting-edge industries in the central region. Samsung plans to inject 140 trillion won into OLED and next-generation displays, high-performance package substrates for artificial intelligence servers, and cutting-edge battery production mother factories, while SK Hynix has promised to invest 100 trillion won for NAND and cutting-edge packaging fabs. Celltrion is expected to spend 2 trillion won to build biopharmaceutical manufacturing facilities. Meanwhile, President Lee Jae-myung said the central Chungcheong region holds immeasurable growth potential.
If corporate strategic investment and the government's strong commitment come together, the Chungcheong region will undoubtedly rise to become not just the center of South Korea's advanced industries, but a world-class hub of innovation leading the AI era.
He promised to mobilize all available means to actively support the businesses in fostering cutting-edge industries there in the interest of balanced regional development, and said the region has sparked a paradigm shift. A new U.S. House Judiciary Committee report claims the South Korean government has engaged in economic discrimination against innovative American companies, including the e-commerce giant Coupang. The South Korean Ministry of Foreign Affairs has denied the accusations and called the report's publication regrettable. Rosine Bach has more.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee said in a report released Wednesday it uncovered evidence that the South Korean government has engaged in discriminatory acts against American businesses for years. Some of the harmful practices mentioned include coercive investigation tactics, overly burdensome regulatory requirements, and massive fines and penalties intended to punish American firms and make it harder for them to effectively compete against South Korean companies. It highlighted the recent treatment of Coupang, the U.S.-based e-commerce giant known as the Amazon of South Korea, as a prime example. The report said Coupang has been a consistent target and that hostility toward the company escalated in 2025 after a, quote, limited amount of customer data was stolen by a disgruntled former employee. According to the South Korean government, the breach affected over 37.5 million people. The U.S. committee argued that Seoul waged a campaign against Coupang that included dozens of investigations, thousands of document requests, excessive fines, and threats of criminal charges. Based on statements from Coupang officials, it also said the South Korean National Intelligence Service intervened in the company's internal investigation into the data leak, a claim the spy agency has denied. The report said South Korea's actions against Coupang violate the trade agreement renegotiated with the U.S. last year in response to U.S. President Donald Trump's global tariffs. While some U.S. lawmakers have taken to social media to criticize the South Korean government, pundits say Seoul has mishandled the Coupang situation for more than half a year, causing it to escalate into a trade issue with the U.S. Meanwhile, South Korean Foreign Ministry spokesperson Park Il responded at a briefing Thursday, saying it's regrettable that the report reflects only Coupang's assertions. Park said the government has been communicating closely with the U.S. and that the Coupang investigation is proceeding lawfully. He added that the government is upholding its commitments under the Korea-U.S. joint fact sheet to treat American digital companies in a non-discriminatory manner and will continue to communicate with the U.S. on the issue. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
A civic group has filed a police complaint against Korea Football Association President Jung Mong-gyu and former head coach of the men's national football team Hong Myung-bo after South Korea failed to advance to the round of 32 at the 2026 FIFA World Cup. In a press conference held in Seoul on Thursday, the People's Welfare Countermeasure Committee said it filed the complaint with the Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency against Jung, Hong, and Lee Im-seng, who had served as a technical executive at the KFA. The group accused the three men of coercion, intimidation, obstruction of business, and breach of trust. The group claimed that in 2024, Jung and Lee appointed Hong to take the helm of the national team after neglecting regulations and despite opposition within the KFA. Showers are expected to continue across the country's central regions on Friday, with inland areas nationwide seeing scattered showers through Thursday night and into Friday. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration, up to 60 millimeters of rain is expected for the Seoul metropolitan area and Gangwon province through Friday morning. The Chungcheong and Jeolla regions and North Gyeongsang province are likely to see up to 40 millimeters, while South Gyeongsang province will receive up to 20 millimeters. Jeju Island is expected to see 30 to 80 millimeters of rain from Friday afternoon through Saturday, with more than 120 millimeters expected in mountainous areas. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.
KBS World Radio.